has again more other than I. Have you heard it? Indeed, I heard it, brother. Who told you so? Previously broadcast program.
Here we are.
The New Spins Library.
Hey Montreal, it's a great day out there. You are tuned to the New Spins Library on CKUT 90.3 FM. I am your host, Sheila Ferrando. We have a full show for you today with two pre-recorded interviews, one in music and one in the arts and culture spot. The first interview is with Sophia Lapeluda, musician. Sophia has come through the trauma of childhood sexual abuse and survived by writing and playing music. The second interview is with Max and Siam of Optimista. This cinematographic festival has plenty to offer the audience. We'll hear more about it later in the show. 8 o'clock brings Democracy Now!, 8:15 brings weather, and after some music, we'll visit the podcast called In the Shower with Taz and Marcus, where this week's question is, does space end? After that, we'll wrap up the show. Let's start the day off with some music.
Target, feel like it's falling loose. south, nothing ever changed. Someone I see it all, the grace that you hold.
are Jitensha.
And you're listening to the New Spins Library
on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Montreal International Music Festival is back from September 28th to October 2nd, 2022. 5 days of music and over 200 artists, including teen punk viral sensations, the Linda Lindas, Canada's first drag race winner Priyanka, 70s British funk group Simone, Grammy-nominated and Juno Award winner Alison Russell, iconic dancehall queen Sister Nancy, post-rock legends Tortoise, and many more. The festival also features film screenings, visual art, symposium discussions, and as always, many surprises. Get your tickets and passes now at popmontreal.com. A CKUT co-presentation.
If your last vaccination against COVID-19 was more than 5 months ago, it's time to get another dose. Boosting your antibodies reduces the risk of getting or transmitting the virus, and booster doses help reduce the number of hospitalizations and deaths related to COVID-19. For better protection against the virus, book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine and follow the recommended vaccination schedule. Vaccination against COVID-19, a good way of extending our protection. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
The songwriter, composer, singer, and music producer Lapé Luda dedicates her music to healing. Raised at times in Colombia and now Montreal-based, she is releasing two singles and her first album, Caídas, which is about surviving sexual abuse, violence, and trauma. With us today, we have Sofía Lapé Luda. Hi, Lapé Luda, and welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
First, please introduce yourself and tell us how you came to be a musician.
Well, my name is Sofía, but I have this music project under the name Lapé Luda. I started composing it about 4 years ago. I went to school in music when I was younger. And then when I left school, I just started composing music to soothe myself through the PTSD that I was living, accompany those experiences and share my personal experience and start a conversation around that subject.
Would you care to speak about the traumas which brought you through the PTSD?
Sure. I would say that it's been a very healing personal journey. Going through such an event as sexual assault is really such an important event in my life. It's really brought me to become a very vulnerable person, and through that music I've been very happy to share that with people because it's been very healing to create an environment of a listening ear and just sharing all of our intergenerational traumas that we all have in common. Yeah, I think that it's important to share, but also very, very vulnerable space to share personally with a broad avec une grande audience.
Who are your bandmates and what does everyone play or do?
My bandmates are Gabi Tomé, which is a fabulous guitarist, Zachary Boileau, another amazing guitarist, Fred Doston at the bass. I have on the record, I have Maude Bastien, my mentor, Rachel Terrien, a jazz trumpetist.
Why did you decide to address issues like sexual abuse, violence, and trauma?
think it was very important to me to combine music and healing for me to address the different process of the PTSD that I was living through. Music has been very helpful for me to put words to it, to also have find a community that have also lived through that, gather ourselves around soft music, just an environment of vulnerability. Yeah, I think that I was very attracted to just soothing myself and my guitar and accompanying myself through the pain, the anxiety, the angerness, or just the alertiveness of that state of being. And yeah, put words to the experience.
May we hear some of your music?
Yeah, of course, I would love to.
This is You Are Safe on the New Spins Library.
With my lifeline in my head.
Where are you planning to tour this year?
Well, right now I'm heading to Bogota and I'm doing a show on the 10th there. I'll be there for a week and I'm very excited to be playing for the first time in Bogota, sharing with family and friends there. I also have the album release on October 25th and I'll be heading to BC for a festival in November.
Do you have any upcoming projects like videos?
For now, I don't have any videos that are upcoming. I'm focusing on the album release. It's in the works in a few months.
May we listen to some more of your music?
Yes, I would love to share Hermanes with you.
This is Hermanes on CKUT. If our listeners want more information or to buy your music or event tickets, where should they go?
They could go on my website. I have a list of all of the shows that I have coming up. It's at lapeludamusic.com.
And if our listeners wanted to get some free listening time, where would they go?
They could go on Spotify. That's the easiest way to have free listening access.
Well, thank you for your interview today.
Thank you so much, Shayla.
You've been listening to Sophia Lapeluda speaking about her music. I'm your host, Sheila Ferrando.
I want you, but I'm breaking everything I'm close to. If I only knew all the things I'm wishing for would come true. Strangers are calling my name, still, but I'm stuck in the brain. Working, I'm stuck with a brain. Can't even notice it. Oh, the temperature rising. See you rising. So that I rise. And from 97 on my way, kid, is one more than you ain't. The less than a minute, just say like I do. Swear I was always away, leaving and living a page. One day, gonna twist to the place I'll take. Done at the end of my face. Turn on my side of the egg. I'm busy all day with the got time for you. The mirror will break in my face, and all of my time is a waste. And start praying I'll stay. I've been wasted, wasted on you. You laid it on me, but I never knew why. You've been wasted, wasted on me, but I never knew why. Those demons you keep, my love holds them to sleep. My eyes weep, I can't sleep. My heart beats too fast. Things that I on my feet. So many times I've been stuck on my knees. A vision of you keeps me floating between. And I see me losing myself in your dreams. And I said, oh no, 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 you can't get a hold of me now. And I came so fed on my love and affection. Now my soul needs an eviction. How could I forget my conviction? And I can't afford to lose it. Some abuse you, they misuse you. Come and they refuse you. They will shoot you till they kill you. They say it's all good, I say it's all true. Consume you, silently destroy you, then we feed you till they kill you. You say it's all good, I say it's all true.
Montreal nonprofit collective Yellow Pad Sessions is delighted to announce their latest cultural venture, the multidisciplinary art event series Optimista. This unique, ambitious project intends to inspire and encourage hope in uncertain times through celebration of the spirit. The series takes place over four themed nights spanning late 2022 to early 2023, with a launch party on September 15th to announce the full program. With us today, we have Max and CM. Hi, Max and CM, and welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having us.
Hi, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
First, please introduce yourselves and tell us how you came to be involved in Optimista.
My name is Max Holzberg. I'm a graduate student. I'm a curator and I'm a filmmaker based in Montreal. I came involved, or we both became involved with Optimista at the same time last fall through various kind of previous projects we've done with Yellow Pad Sessions on and off for the last 3 years.
Yes, and my name is Siam Obregón. I'm originally from Mexico, and I'm a filmmaker and visual artist also based in Montreal.
Who are the artists and persons of interest at this year's celebration?
So on Thursday, we're going to be hosting our launch event, and although we can't quite share all of our program just yet, because we're hoping that folks are going to come on Thursday and learn about it from us, we'd like to share two artists that we're showing on Thursday, which give a great kind of preview and snapshot of the year's program ahead. For in our visual arts kind of components, we have a two-channel installation called Les Dépassements, which is by a French artist, Annabelle Fouquet, who's based in Montreal. It's a two-channel installation, which I would describe as a visual Venn diagram, and frames different conversations in cultural memory, identity, and history between New Caledonia and Quebec. That's both framed through really beautiful and breathtaking portrait shots, as well as really, really fantastic kind of contemplative tracking shots of landscapes.
We're also going to be featuring Belle and Queen, who are two sisters that mix jazz, soul, Haitian, and world music. Their music celebrates women's voices and brings awareness to the stigma of mental health. So in general, their music, we found that their music speaks to the values of courage, compassion, love, and community. So we figured it was the perfect way to start us off for the season.
What is Optimista's philosophy about art in our post-pandemic society?
So thank you. That's a great question. And it's exactly our goal, is to bring people together. So first and foremost, after a really difficult couple of years, we want to bring people together in a space where they can feel comfortable and enjoy an opportunity to look at art, to, you know, to celebrate the human experience, think about our, celebrate our differences, think about our similarities, you know, really kind of contemplate and explore what makes us human, our hardships, our triumphs, you know, the nuance and idiosyncrasies of identity and individual experience, and do it as a community so that we can grow, we can be challenged. After a period of deep isolation, we're hoping to show works which instill hope, but where hope comes from is not always a positive place. So we also want to look at kind of the full kind of gamut, or we want to give the kind of full experience of understanding perhaps sometimes the dark realities that artists or different communities or human subjects in the works that we're showing face, and explore the journeys to see where hope emerges from.
What is happening September 15th?
So September 15th is the date that we've been waiting for. We're going to have our lunch party. We're going to be unveiling our full programming for the season. The Optimista is an event that will happen as a series of four different evenings anchored by four different themes. And each evening will feature a visual artist, a film screening, a public talk, and a performance. So we're going to be presenting, we're going to be unveiling the whole programming this Thursday. We selected seven films, four feature films, and three short films. We have four fine arts exhibitions and four performing artists, as well as four speakers for the entire programming. So it's very exciting. We're super excited to present it on next Thursday. And we're also, of course, going to be presenting Annabelle Fouquet and Belling.
Performance, the screening of one or two films, kind of depending on the program of the evening, and a public talk, all of which are to bring these different kind of works together in dialogue, to really spark thought-provoking dialogue, inspire social change, enjoyment, and celebration. And each evening, even though the overall theme of the festival is hope, is themed around a specific theme. So on October 15th, we're going to be presenting different works that all relate to stories and ideas of courage. November 19th, around compassion. February 11th, not too far from Valentine's Day, is love, but it won't exactly be romantic. We'll wait and see when people get there. And March 4th is community. So again, we're bringing a bunch of different kind of works together, really to just get people talking and to really get people to engage and enjoy works in different ways.
Where do you find courage in Optimista? What about compassion, love, and community, all that you were talking about? What are the films involved?
So these are the four major programming themes for the festival, for the event. So we really wanted to program artworks and different types of performances and films and invite speakers to come and talk about their experiences and their own perception of these different themes. So what we want to do with Optimista is really have a portrait of these different themes presented in many different ways, because we all have different ways of experiencing and understanding these themes. Essentially, it's going to be a wide array of interpretations of these, of courage, compassion, love, and community, that represented also in different mediums. So it's going to be really interesting to see how they, like Max said, you know, like they come in dialogue with one another. But essentially, all the that we've selected all speak to the same themes, but we wanted to program them in a way that, like, they were highlighted for their specific theme, but in essentially everything really talks about these four themes.
Throughout Optimista, we keep hearing about the Yellow Pad sessions. What are the Yellow Pad sessions and where will we find them in Optimista?
Yellow Pad sessions is really the heart of Optimista. Yellow Pad sessions, or as we kind of refer to on the team, YPS, is a local arts nonprofit group whose work is centered around the motto of art for social change. So it's a very young organization. In the last kind of 3 or 4 years, it's come about. But in that period, there's been an explosion of really wonderful programming activities that include online blogs, different kind of web curatorial work, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic, as well as a number of kind of long-term projects, such as the radio show Webbed Feet. YPS has our own radio show. And then in the past, we've also done work with the United Nations Association Film Festival. But now Yellow Pad Sessions is producing Optimista for the first time. So really, the goal of Yellow Pad Sessions is to bring young cultural workers together and artists together, create internships, mentorship opportunities. Sometimes there's much kind of smaller opportunities, just like volunteering at our events. Goal of that is to work kind of intergenerationally as well. We have kind of older generations as well to kind of bring these events together. And so this Optimista is exactly kind of in keeping with the goals of Yellow Pad Sessions, to bring an art event that inspires social change, that's put together through a diverse kind of grouping of people.
How accessible is Optimista to the handicapped and families?
So we encourage everybody to come. Really, it's this space, the venue that we're having the festival at, is really convenient. There's a lot of accessible seating, plenty of space for anybody to feel free to come. It's also family friendly, I would say. It's really open to the general public. There's a lot of information as well on our website, on Maison de la Culture's website as well. If anybody's interested in knowing more, they can email us at info@yellowpadsessions.com.
Where is Optimista taking place this year?
It's going to be taking place at Verdon de la Culture, which is also referred to as Quai 5160.
How much does entry to Optimista cost?
That we're going to be announcing on Thursday during the launch party.
Again, if our listeners want more information about Optimista, where should they go?
They should come to our free launch on Thursday. We're going to be having free drinks available for the public, as well as a great live performance, as well as a fantastic two-channel installation. We've got DJs from our own radio show. We've Webbed Feet, as well as a local DJ, Sugarface Belfo, who's fantastic. But of course, if folks aren't able to make it on Thursday, once that program is launched and announced on Thursday, we're going to be putting it right on our website. We're going to have a beautiful brochure that people can access online, as well as a lot more kind of information about the upcoming season on social media. Our website is optimistamtl.com. Folks do want to attend on Thursday. We just ask them to RSVP in advance so we get an idea of the numbers that are coming. It's already like filling up real quick, so we really encourage people to RSVP as soon as possible. But after the 15th, everything will be on there online, in person. You can learn more about our program. We're really excited to share it. It's been a fantastic labor of love for the last year.
Well, thank you for your interview today.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Max and CM speaking about Optimista. I'm your host, Sheila Ferrando. We'll be right back.
It's judgment day. Next in line is your mind. No, you ain't so strong. Best of love when it's gold. Them tears will never last. I got a ways to go, but I'm alright. I got. I lost you just in time. Fate ripped me from that path. Now I feel like I'm racing. Downtown is all I have. I guess this means I'm free to write my own story. I got a ways to go, but I'm alright. I got a ways to go, but I'm just fine by myself.
I'm just fine by myself.
I got a ways to go, but I'm alright. I got a ways to go, but I'm just fine by myself.
I'm just fine by myself.
By myself.
I'm just.
Hi, I'm JP Mortier, and you are listening to the New Spins Library on CKUT. Thank you.
goes something like, you're a miracle, you're a miracle, yeah. You're a miracle, you're a miracle, yeah. You're a miracle, you're a miracle, yeah. Don't forget you're a miracle, searching for the light. Creation, foods and fauna, industrialized steel and lead, spirits in the head. We were colonized and colonized, and none the wiser till awareness was breadcrumbs discovered on the kitchen floor. Eat that shakes your mind to the core. We were Celtic gypsies who took a deal, come west for freedom, away from your oppressor. But to do that, become the aggressor. My sister noted the pandemic, we have no good choices. Raise our voices, come back to earth, give earth back to earth. You're not crazy, listen to the spirits in your head. My mom had dreams all her life, saw spirits in her mind, prophesied to us in waking time. I always imagined her wake up in cold sweats, run to our door, make sure we're still tucked, not dead on the floor. Chasing spirits and dodging curses, talked about the flame within, how to connect with kin. Raise our voices, make good choices, give her back to her. You're not crazy, listen to the spirits in your head. And the spirits say, you're a miracle. Shame is a funny thing wrapped up in pain and desire for personal gain. So corrupted, interrupted by the game we're asked to play. Asking you to quiet the spirits in your head. But you're not crazy. Listen to the spirits in your head. And the spirits say, you're a miracle, you're a miracle, yeah. You're a miracle, you're a miracle, yeah. You're a miracle, you're a miracle, yeah. Don't forget you're a miracle, searching for the light. Meanwhile, I was flying in my dreams, chasing mountains and lovers, burning like a fireball, glorious, notorious for breaking hearts, only to break mine. Cycling through time, chasing spirits and dodging curses, busy buying time and nice purses, didn't realize how far I'd gone, till the world stopped. But I'm not crazy, listen to the spirits in my head.
Democracy Now.
My lords and members of the House of Commons, we gather today in remembrance of the remarkable span of the Queen's dedicated service to her nations and peoples.
As King Charles III addresses the British Parliament, we'll look at the legacy of British colonialism in the Caribbean and growing calls for reparations. We'll speak to Muta Baruka, the renowned dub poet in Jamaica, as well as Dobreen Omar, chair of the Antigua and Barbuda Reparations Commission. And we talk to former Greek finance minister Yanis Varoufakis about the energy war between Russia and the West, as Russia cuts off gas supplies to Europe via the Nord Stream 1 pipeline. Varoufakis is pushing a controversial proposal.
End sanctions on Russian energy. The only people who benefit from the sanctions on Russian gas and oil are the Russian oligarchs and the European oligarchs.
Plus, as tension rises between the United States and China, we'll look at how U.S. militarism is transforming the U.S. territory of Guam in the Pacific. We'll speak with Juliano Guan, a leading lawyer and writer. His new book, No Country for the Eight-Spot Butterflies, is out today.
I would like readers to try to sort of imagine, you know, the sort of irreplaceable beauty, you know, that is at stake with regard to the spreading canopy of U.S. militarization, with regard to the U.S. war machine, with regard to what the U.S. military is doing now in my homeland.
All that and more coming up. Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. Russia's ruled out the prospect of talks to end the war in Ukraine after Ukrainian troops made major gains reclaiming territory seized by Russia after its invasion in February. On Monday, Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov said the conflict would continue until Russia's goals had all been achieved. Meanwhile, Ukraine's appealing to the U.S. and its allies for more heavy weaponry. President Volodymyr Zelensky Monday urged the Pentagon to speed up deliveries of weapons systems, saying a pair of counteroffensive had broken in a weeks-long stalemate with Russia.
Since the beginning of September, our warriors have liberated more than 6,000 square kilometers of Ukrainian territory in the east and south of the country. Our troops are continuing to advance.
Later in the show, we'll look at how the war in Ukraine is leading to an energy war in Europe. We'll speak with the former Greek finance minister, Yanis Varoufakis. In the Caspian region, a November 2020 ceasefire between Azerbaijan and Armenia has unraveled as fresh fighting erupted over the disputed territory of Nagorno-Karabakh. Armenia says 49 of its soldiers were killed in clashes along its border with Azerbaijan. Meanwhile, Azerbaijan's foreign ministry accused Armenia of shelling civilian infrastructure in a large-scale provocation. 44 days of fighting in 2020 drove thousands of ethnic Armenians from their homes in Nagorno-Karabakh and claimed the lives of 7,000 people. The U.S. Justice Department has subpoenaed more than three dozen former aides of President Trump this week as it steps up its probe into efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Officials also seized the phones of Boris Epstein and Mike Roman, two people in Trump's orbit who sought to name alternative slates of electors in the states won by Biden. Meanwhile, the Justice Department said Monday it would accept Reagan-nominated federal former judge Raymond Deary as a special master to review hundreds of documents the FBI seized last month when it raided Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida. Many of the files were marked top secret. Trump's argued he declassified all the documents before leaving office. The Justice Department says it may still appeal the decision to appoint a special master, which came from U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon, who was nominated to the federal bench in 2020 by then President Trump. Pakistan's government is warning it could take up to 6 months for floodwaters to recede after record monsoon rains and glacial meltwater has left a third of Pakistan's territory underwater. The flooding uprooted 33 million people has claimed over 1,400 lives. Public health officials are warning of the growing threat of waterborne diseases like cholera and dengue. On Monday, Pakistan's army raced to shore up flood defenses at a major power station in the southern province of Sindh, which supplies electricity to millions of people. Nearby, a major dust storm uprooted hundreds of tents at a camp for people recently made homeless by the climate disaster.
Our village, our town, were all submerged. We came here and we're living in tents. Now the tents have blown away and the weather has become so bad. It has started raining. Is there anyone who can help us? Please help us.
Public health officials are warning of worsening air quality across much of western North America as fire season heats up amidst a historic drought. In Canada, nearly 200 wildfires are burning across British Columbia. Among those forced to evacuate the flames Monday were 350 workers with the Trans Mountain Oil Pipeline Expansion Project. A thick pall of smoke has settled over the city of Vancouver, which had the worst air quality in the world Monday. Meanwhile, Seattle is experiencing some of its worst air pollution in years. In Northern California, fire crews are battling the Mosquito Fire, which has burned nearly 65 square miles, threatening thousands of homes east of Sacramento. In Southern California, rescue crews pulled several trapped drivers from their vehicles Monday after the remnants of a rare post-tropical cyclone moved into the region, triggering flash flooding and mudslides. King Charles III is flying to Belfast, Northern Ireland today as mourning.